Joey Hayward. It was a hit this year. And in this year, he was talking about chesed, to do chesed. And he says on himself, he says, people call him, gets a text on his phone, could you speak? He looks at the text and says, I need this nachadrash, I have to go over there, I have to go over there. Well, indeed, so he tells himself, originally, he tells himself. But then he thinks it over, he says, would you rather that they said, we don't want you to speak? We don't need you to speak, we don't like when you speak. Or would you rather have a text, yes, we'd like you to speak. What would you rather? See, it's a chesed day, which is an opportunity. That's what he said on his ear. So I said to myself, I made a deal with the Baruch Shalom. I said, hey, listen here. I have a few chavrusas in the afternoon. One comes at 5 and one comes at 6. And if I have to have a few chavrusas, there's no way I'm going to prepare this year. Maybe if they cancel, I give it. Imagine that, they both cancel. It doesn't happen often. Wow. So I had 3 minutes to prepare. Yeah. Okay. It says in the Parsha, the double Parsha, Matas Mase. So I'll tell you three little verses here. It says in the Parsha, right after Sheni, Nekoy Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Me'is HaMidjonim, Achar Te'osef Elam. Afterwards, you will be nifted, Eibshat Oz Moshe. So Rashi, Rashi, Ava Bisha Shoma. Even the Moshe Rabbeinu heard, Shemisosay Teluya Bedavar. His death is dependent on what he's going to do right now. Also Besimcha, he did it with happiness. V'loiche, and he didn't delay at all. He knows he's going to die right after he does this. You would think, take it easy a little bit, you know, relax. What's my rush? Also Besimcha V'loiche. Talk to Medrash. Omer Rabbi Sein. Ksiv b'yo Yeshua, it says by Yeshua, kasher ho'yisi im Moshe ye'imach. Like I was with Moshe, I will be with you. V'yitzorich Yeshua lich yeis kuf chop shana. Yeshua should have lived 120 k'moshe Rabbeinu. V'loma neskatsu v'shanaisav Yeshanim. Why was he shortened? Why was his life shortened by 10 years? It brings down our pasuk when the Eibusher told Moshe Rabbeinu in the Koyim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meis Hamidyonim Achar Teyosef El Amecha, and afterwards you will die. Afal Pishen is Baser Besuras Moves. Moshe Rabbeinu heard with his own ears that he's going to die after this. Lo Yicher Hadavar. He didn't delay. El Nizdares by Yishlach. Moshe sent him. Avo Yeshua. Yeshua was not like that. Kivan Shevoli Hilochin Imlaman Aleph Malachim. He was told, right, to wipe out 31 kings, and after that, you will be nifter. What did Yeshua do? He made a regular cheshbon. Imani Horgim Yad. If I wipe them out quickly, what's going to happen? I'm going to die. But if I stall, if I take my time, I will live longer. Miyad animeis kishem she'asa Moshe Rabbeinu ma'asa. What did Yeshua do? He took his time. Zok the Medrash, hischa ma'akei b'melchamta. He took time wiping out the kings. Shenemar brings a pasuk. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zok the Eibushter to Yeshua. The kachas isa. That did you do? And nice. I tell you to do something and you take your time. Hareini mikatzir shereisecha. I will deduct from your life. Yud Shon, 10 years. Amash Shloima Hamelach, Rabbis Machshavos Lebish. We think we make a lot of cheshbonos, a lot of plans. We think this, we think that. Atzas Hashem Yisoko. There's a kemetrus. There's a pelletic kemetrus. Frater Rabbi Lapian. We're not talking about you and I. We're not. Yeshua wasn't a regular person. The Eibusher tells him to do something. He's not going to delay because he wants to live longer. I mean, Yeshua was. Pnei Moshe, Pnei Levana. Well, Yeshua was at least a Levana, right? Yeshua was a Mayudika person. How could he make such a cheshbon and go against the Ratzon Hashem? So, Kabbalah, a Mayudika pshat. Yeshua made a very good cheshbon. He saw what happened after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. The quality of Klal Yisrael went down. They were different. When Moshe Rabbeinu was around, right? At the Be'er, at the Onan, it was a Mayudika. The Eden were gavaldi. The Gemara says in Temura, so the Gemara Daf Tezayin, 1,000 v'sheva neyos, 1,700 kal v'chomers and gzeir v'shavos were forgotten after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. It says, "Vayte b'shoshin if the Moshe Rabbeinu toshas koicha shel Yehoshua, Yeshua got weak v'nishtachu mimenu. He forgot sholosh meiris halachas, 300 halachas. He was devastated. He saw what happened after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. So Yeshua made a cheshbon. He said, what's going to happen after I'm nifter? It's going to go down even further. The quality of Klal Yisrael will go down even further. And Tak, if you look in the Pesukim, right? After Yeshua was nifter, went down, right? You go through Shoftim, Klal Yisrael went down, even after the Zorah, time after time, it was terrible. So Yeshua knew that. He saw what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm not going to delay because I want to live longer so I can have a nice life. I want to do it so I can be around and take care of Klal Yisrael, so they should stay on the derech. Because when I'm gone, they're not going to be the same. That was his cheshbon. So you'll ask an obvious question. If he made such a good cheshbon, it's a very geshmak cheshbon. Im kein prekabei olam enenash. So why was he punished? He did a mamash Hashem Shemayim. Can you imagine such a cheshbon like that? The answer is, is you can make all the cheshbonis you want, l'shem shemayim, but atzas Hashem yisachum. You have to listen to the Devar Hashem. If the Eibishter tells you to do this, wipe out the kings, then you wipe out the kings. I have a cheshbon. It's better for Klal Yisrael, and I'm sure the Eibishter would want that, right? Sure, he would want it. He says no. That person has to do what the Eibishter tells him to do. Zot b'chayim Shmuel Levitz. With this, you understand a Gemara in Yuma Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis. Gemara says, "I'm ready to Gemara." The Gemara says, "Shol Chota Ba'achas Va'olsoloi." Famous Gemara. Shol made one mistake, Va'olsoloi, and he lost his Malucha because of that. David B'shtayim, David the two Averis, Va'olsoloi. And he survived. David is a king. What was the chet of Shaul's of the Gemara? My achas, my sede agag. He was told to wipe out Amalek, right? Wipe everybody out. And he didn't. He saved Agag, he saved the animals. Yeah, he didn't wipe out. Lost his melucha. David Amalek, Vishtayim. What was the two that David Amalek, the Gemara brings down? The story with Uriah, Achiti, and Sheva, correct? And the Gemara brings down Hasosa, which means that David counted Klal Yisrael. He wasn't supposed to count them. However, you learn Pshat in that Avera, he counted Klal Yisrael. Victor B'chayish B'levis, but it's not fair. David does, Shaul does one Avera, boom, he's out of a job. David HaMelech did two Averas, and he stays in the job. What's the Seichel? What's the Pshat? So he says, beautiful, with the Pshat of Amelia Lapian is very geschmack. What was the chet of Shaul? He kept Agag alive. He kept the animals alive. Why did he do that? Why did he keep them? The answer is, he had a cheshbon. The Gemara brings down cheshbonis he made. This is what's better. I, Hashem said, wipe them all out. Mezucha, Nikeva, Shor, Batzeh. I understand, but I think in cheshbon, this is much better. My cheshbon wins. Shalom Aleich. I know better. Okay? David HaMelech didn't make a cheshbon. What was David HaMelech Haveris? However you understand it, right? But it wasn't a cheshbon, it was a Yetzara, called it a Yetzara, whatever it was, Hacheva, Uriah, he wanted to know how many Eden there are, whatever it is, but it wasn't a cheshbon. It wasn't that I'm better, I know better. No, it wasn't that. So if the B'chayim Shmuel Levitz, that's the difference. You can't be a man, you can't be a leader if you make your own cheshbon. If you don't follow Dvar Hashem, Ois Melech. Let me one time, but I see your Mahalach. That's how you work, Ois Melech. David, man, okay, precisely Yetzara. The Yetzara, Yetzara. Twice? Then you have two Yetzaras. Okay. But you can still be a Melech. The Avni Nezer, one time in his life, he had to take care of something. Rabbi Reiser brings down this story. Avni Nezer, one time he was called away to take care of something, and it bothered him. He wanted to learn. He wanted to do whatever he had to do, be in the Beis Medrash and learn. And he was called away on something which he didn't want to do. It was not what he wanted to do. But, so the Kutzke,
gave him a bissel nechama. He was very disturbed about it. This is what I got to do. So the Kotzke told him, take a look in this week's parsha, and you'll see an amazing thing. I read the pasuk, I don't know, said something about mitzvah, I think. It's an unbelievable pasuk. You can't believe what it says. But yeah, it's by Revi, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Hafei. We'll touch the pasuk, okay? But yeah, Meshem, Moshe Lema, Eibishtik Zug, Tamoshe, Zugendig, right? So es roish malkoya chashvi. Count the amount of the booty that they came back from the war of Midian. In case you didn't hear it right, ato. So gave submission. Right? Count. Ato. Remember, you. The laws are a kain. The roshe avoyis ha'eda. And the leaders of the eda. Okay? So the pasuk. Ayas Moshe, the Lozer Akayim, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. You would have thought not. I wouldn't think. Do you remember the numbers? How many sheep were there? 670,000 and 75,000 sheep. Bakar, 72,000. Donkeys, 61. Can you picture it? Moshe Rabbeinu? Can you picture the God Lador standing there with our farmer's overalls? Imagine. 1,000, you know what that is? 600,000 sheep? It takes up, I don't know, a couple of football fields. It's forever. One, two, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, one. Counting sheep. No, I took care of the sheep. Now the boat, the chamor. Staying next to the chamor. I got one of them and run away. How long did it take? I don't know. Try to count 600,000 sheep. You know what it is? It's astronomical. Where would Moshe Rabbeinu rather be? I doubt it. Over there in the farm. Moshe Rabbeinu being a best pedagogist. That's who he was all the time. Sitting and learning, teaching Torah. That's what he wanted to be. He wanted to be in a farm, counting donkeys, and then Adam or Behemoth and then Noshim. But Ayas Moshe Kashin Tziba Hashem. I can make a cheshbon, you know. I'll get somebody else. I gotta do it. I'll get some guy in the street. Let him count. What do I have to do? And I'll sit there with a safer, and I'll watch, and they'll tell me, and they're fine. No. Ato. David said, Ato. Hashem said, you. Then you gotta do it. There's no cheshbonness. So if the cuts get to the avni, that's it. The same thing is with you. You wanna be in a base medias. You wanna learn. But David wants you to take care of this right now. So that's what you gotta take care of. That's one lesson. And we can take, we all make cheshbonos, each one in his own life. And we have to stop and think, is my cheshbon right? Is that what the Eibush really wants? I gotta do what the Eibush wants. Then you go a little bite to the parsha. I go to Matos Masi. I once read, Sfasemen says, you find Matos Masi is usually together, right? Come out of it. Very seldom the Matan Masi are separate. Why? What's the remesh of boys? There's a nice verse. Why are they always connected? Because what does Matis mean? Matis means a shtekin, a stick. Masi means to travel. Person in life, the more you get that shtekin, maybe someone gets a patch, maybe she gets a whack, in different things, different areas. And it's hard to move. You can't budge, you're stuck. It's hard, Abish, I can't. So the Torah Masse, move. Don't get stuck. Abish is sending a message. Pick yourself up and Masse and go. Here, look in the first pasuk of Parshas Masse. Very interesting pasuk. It says, Eilu Masse b'nei Yisrael, asher yotzu me'eretz Yitzrayim litzivoysam b'yad Moshe v'har. Right? V'yichter Moshe. Moshe writes, Es moitzo ehem lemas ehem al pi Hashem ve'ele masayim lemoitzo ehem. The taich is very difficult. What does it mean? Moshe wrote es moitzo ehem, their outgoings, lemas ehem, to their travels, al pi Hashem. Ve'ele mas ehem, again, lemoitzo ehem. So there's a few kashas. Number one, what does it mean? What does moitzo ehem mean? We could just write
Maseyim, I finished, traveled, journeys. What's the Moitza Eiv? And number two, why is the order reversed? First time it says Moitza Eiv, Lemaseyim. And afterwards it says Maseyim, Lemoitza Eiv. What's the Hezbollah order? What does it mean? And why is it written for Kerev? And what says Vayichter Moshe? What was so important that Moshe should write it down? So, on that same shiur that I was listening to Rabbi Joe Yehuda, he mentioned Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and he elaborated on Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. If you look in Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, he says, Amoy Degazach, Al Pi Zoyar, he says that every place where the Yidin went in the Midbar, there was, he calls it, right, the Zoyar calls it Nitzutze Kedusha. There was sparks, Heiliger sparks, whatever, and the Yidin, as they traveled, in the midway, every spot, they took out those Heiliger sparks. So, Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. And that's why in certain places they had to stay a day, 2 days. And that's how long it took you to take it out. Another place, you could stay a week, stay a month. They had a cheshbon to every single spot. Because then it says it took time, took Lysa, was able to take it out. Everything was with a cheshbon. So, Zot Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that's the pshat. Moitzoehem lemaseihem. Their travels had a purpose. Their travels had a tafkit. It was moitzoehem. There's something to take out of every spot. So, he was saying, the same thing is with a person in life. We have it all the time. A person lives in a certain place. Let's say he's there to show. He lives there for 7 years. Then he has to move to America, stays there. He was in one place, he's a Muncie, and then he goes here. It's not haphazardly. There's a tafkid. The Eibishter put this person in that place for that amount of time because there was something he had to take out of there. In Ruchnias, in his family, whatever he had to learn in that place, it took him that amount of time. Then you go to the next place. Moitzoehem lemaseihem. Every place a person goes, there's what to take out. And really, it goes a little bit further. It's not only to a place. It could be in a situation. It could be in the same place. The person goes to a matzah. Goes to a situation. A person's waiting for a child. Right? You have some people. They get children after a year, 2 years, 3 years. Some people, they take longer. Maybe she has a cheshbon. There's something to take out of that matzah. This person needed the year. This person needed Le'aleinu a little longer. Could be with a shidduch. Some people can find a shidduch faster. Some people it takes more time. Why? Maybe she has a cheshbon. That's your masa'ayim. That's your journey in life. And there's something to take out of that journey in life. Person doesn't have a job. Some people find a job quicker. Some people takes a long time. It's moitzoehem lemaseihem. Every stop that a person has, there's something to take out. I read a story, beautiful story. There was this bachur, top bachur in yeshiva. Oh, mamish, masbet, balmidus, fine, we're learning in Eretz Yisrael, fine bachur. And shvaras were looking for a guy like that. It was this very rich man. He decided, you know, he's a good girl, we'll take care of the boy, we'll support him, he had nothing to worry about. He was all excited for the shidduch. They got married. Unfortunately, this girl was used to a more lavish lifestyle. And he wanted to sit and learn. He wasn't interested in running in here and running over there and going there and going there. He wanted to sit and learn. That's what he wanted to do. It didn't work out. Didn't work out, and had to end in a divorce. But unfortunately, the other side was upset at him. They were very upset at him, and they bashmished him. They put up signs, and they wrote against what a terrible husband he was, how bad he was, and they mamish tore upon his life. He had no maneuver. He couldn't go back to learning. He was going crazy. He was so depressed he couldn't move. So one of his friends tell him, why don't you go to Meron? Go to Rabbi Yechon. Go daven to Meron. Maybe it's Chista Tana Aliki. Maybe something will help you. So he goes to the Meron. Quiet, nobody's there. At least he thought so.
No one's around.
And he started davening. He started davening, crying. Please get me out of here. I have no menuch. I can't learn. I can't survive. Please, please help. He's crying. He finishes crying. This man comes over to him, taps him on the shoulder. He says, could you tell me what's your problem? Nah, what do you do for me? Nah. I might not be able to do anything for you, but I'll listen. Tell me what's your problem. Maybe. It's okay, you're nothing to lose. Looked like a nice man. It's okay. So he tells him his mom, he tells him his whole story, but he's going through it. He can't survive. His mom is very hard for him. So the person tells him, do you realize in front of whom you're davening? Do you know the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? You probably do, right? I mean, like, you learned the Gemara Shabbos. You know the story. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was in a cave 12 years. It makes the story in short for him. 12 years in the cave. And he came out, and it was burning up everything, him and his son, right? And when they were in the cave, they took the clothing off, they sat in a hole, and they learned, and they put the clothing back on when they davened. Very good. And then came back in for the Chayir, and they came out. What happened after that? So he tells us, I'll tell you what happened after that. Look in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? They met. Who they meet? By Pinchas ben Yair. Was it his father-in-law? Was it his son-in-law? However you learn in the Gemara. He met by Pinchas ben Yair. Pinchas ben Yair takes him to the bathhouse. Come, the bathhouse. You can imagine. 12 years in a home. Come to the bathhouse. Comes to the bathhouse. He sees what his body looked like. Pinchas ben Yair, he went crazy. Cracks, he bruises, he fell, he chapped, it was awful. Pinchas ben Yair started to cry. Something gemar to tears. Pinchas ben Yair started going on Hashem Bar Yochai's body. Hashem Bar Yochai starts screaming. It kills the salty tears on an open wound. He starts screaming for pain. So Pinchas ben Yair says, Oy li she'arisicha bekach. Woe is to me that I see you in such pain, in such your body, the way it looks. Awful. What does Hashem Bar Yochai answer? Ashrech she'arisani kach. Lucky that you see me like this. Because had I not gone through that, I would never be what I am today. Hashem Bar Yochai, like we say in the song, Shom Kanisa. In the cave, that's where I became so great. Without the cave, I'd be like, come here, Yosivika Bishuka. The cave is what made me great. The tsaris is what made me great. So this person tells this, he's in the mind, he says, don't you realize? Don't you realize? He's talking to you. Shemaychah, he's telling you something. He's telying you, you have a tsar, Layalainu, I feel bad. But you could grow from it. They're just sending you. It's a journey. It's a step in life. But take something out of it. Then Taka, this guy just says in the story, he went back to learning, put himself with the learning. He became a, I don't want to say his name, but he became a Rashi, he became a Choshev person. Because he realized that there's a reason, there's a tafki why you should do that. You have time?
Yeah.
It says one more thing, I'll tell you. It says a little later in the pasuk, I'll tell you, Perik Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ve'orim Asher Titenu. This is going on the Ori Miklat. Ve'orim Asher Titenu, Sheish Ori Miklati Alechem. Six Ori Miklat. So Rashi brings down a Chazal. Magid comes to teach you. She'af Api Shehivdu Moshe Bechayov. Moshe separated the three cities on this side of the yard in his lifetime. Beba Yade, Lohe Cultus, out of service. Sorry, can't use it. Ad Shenivchru Sholosh, Shenosan Yeshua Beretz Kanan. Imagine that. Moshe separated, beautiful, 3 hour in Mikla, can't use it. No, till when? When Yeshua goes into Eretz Yisrael. 14 years later, and he separates the other three, then these will be in service. Beg the Meshach Chochma, what's, why? People are living here. People could use the Aram Mikla. If no one's here, I got it. out of service. But people living here. Why can't it work? It's beneficial. Why should it shut down? Because you want to wait. Why? What's the pshat there? So he says a beautiful verse. So the Meshech Chochma. When imagine a yid goes to Ari Miklat, right? He killed B'Shekik. He runs his head off. He runs miles. Finally gets to Ari Miklat. Out of breath. Okay, scared for the Goyal Adam. He's in Ari Miklat. It's not Geshmak in Ari Miklat. Everybody knows. You know, what are you doing here? I'm a Ritzeah. By mistake, okay, fine. It's not a nice place to live. That's a new people, new place, new job. It's very hard. How do you survive in Ari Miklat? You know how you survive? Because tomorrow the Kohen Gadol might die. And I'm going to daven for it. I'm going to daven so hard that the mother of the Kohen Gadol, right? We all know the Mishnah, the Gemara Makis. The mother of the Kohen Gadol used to run down and give the guy presents, whatever. Please don't daven. That's how he survived. Every single day, imagine he daven his head off. I hope the Kohen Gadol dies tomorrow, today, now. That's how he survived. It's up to Meshach Chacham Mayvidik. Who was the Kohen Gadol at the time? Elozer. The Eibishter promised Elozer, in Parshas Chukas, I think it is, the Eibishter promised Elozer on Pinchas that he will live until the land is divided. So Elozer is guaranteed to live another 14 years. Sheva Shekibish v'Sheva Shechelim. A guy who wants to Ari Miklat now, he's done for 14 years. He has no hope. The Kohen Gadol's not dying. I can daven all I want. He's not dying. The Eibishter promised Allah is going to live for 14 years. You can't survive like that. You can't survive in Ari Miklat without hope. You can't survive out of business. I will not have an Ari Miklat for a Yid who has no hope. A Yid needs hope. Without hope, you can't live. So, not out of service. I'll end with one story. I read the story. It's from Kalman Krohn, whatever Kalman Krohn, his brother, Krohn. He was my Pirchei Levi when I was a kid in Queens. Tired, I'm not living anymore. He was a very different person. So he said over the following story. He said that he once met a Holocaust survivor. And he asked him, what was the saddest, hardest day in your life? When you were in the camps, what was the hardest day? He says, I'll tell you. He says, at the end of the war, we were in the barracks. We knew it was going to end soon. And then we see from the distance, we see smoke. So we know what's going on. And as it gets way longer, we see tanks are coming. Tanks is from the smoke. Smoke is from the tanks. The tanks are coming. We thought, oh no, the Nazis are coming. They want to wipe us all out. Before it's over, no chance to survive. Then we look closer and we realize it wasn't Nazi tanks. It was the Allied tanks. They're coming to liberate us. So you think, I'll be dancing for joy. But we weren't. That was the saddest day of my life. Because we survived in the war, hoping that the payoff is going to be Mashiach. That's how we survived. The only way we're going to make it through this, it's got to be Mashiach. It's almost like we felt during COVID times, right? I mean, Mashiach got to come. It's impossible without coming Pesach. It can't be, right? That's how they live. It's worth it. We're going through Gehenna, this, but it's worth it. Mashiach's coming, for sure. And now we see the Americans. That's what we saw. So I went through all this, but what? Go back to civilization again? That was the saddest, saddest day of my life. A person can't live without hope. If it's over, it's over. If you don't have hope, Mashiach will come, it's hard to survive. And I was thinking, that's why in Animamim, we say, for Afalpi, the other ones don't say the Afalpi this, the Afalpi that. This one says it. Because the Afalpi, Sheyisma Meir, they know how we feel. They know it's tough. And it's Yisma Meah, and we wait, Nachat Tishba, Nachat Tishba, Nachat 3 weeks, another 3 weeks. How many? So, Bafa Pish Yisma Meah, remember, Achak Elay. Because if you're not Achak Elay, you won't be able to make it. Achakoloi b'chodim shayomai. Mitch Hashem. Not to have a sense of... Thank you.